Good morning, we're continuing with the halachas of Tisha B'Av. We're moving to the halachas of Sicha. So Sicha is putting on something other than water on your body, putting on oils, etc. So that'll be a body oil, that'll be soap, that'll be a perfume, an ointment. All of these things go into the Isser of Sicha. But for the purpose of refuah, it's permitted. So a person has to put on some type of cream because of a rash or something of that sort. That is permitted on Tisha B'Av. The Miralocha says if the purpose of putting on the oil was to take away the zuam, a person develops a certain repulsive crust, the type of or oily type of presence on his skin. So if a person is just removing that zuam, he's not doing it for, it's not because he's doing it for hanoah, he's doing it just to remove the zuam. So on Tisha B'Av that is permitted, not on Yom Kippur. So there's a difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur in regards to what is permitted in regards to Sicha. The application of this is putting on a liquid deodorant, a powder deodorant, like a shower to shower, which is a talcum powder base or a cornstarch base, and it's just a powder, is permitted on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av. But even if something sprays as a powder, but if it goes on as a liquid, if it goes out to the body as a liquid, whether it's a spray or a roll-on or whatever it would be, so on Yom Kippur, that's not permitted. But on Tisha B'Av, the purpose of the deodorant is just to get rid of the smell and the zuma, which is there. So that is permitted on Tisha B'Av. We're moving on to the lachas of nilas, a sandal, of what type of shoe wear is permitted. So are prohibited. So anything which has leather in it is going to be prohibited. Even if it has the main body of the shoe is built in something else and it's just put a layer of leather on top of it, it's not permitted. Even part of it is considered made out of leather, it's not going to be permitted. If it's made out of cloth, like a deck shoe, a tennis shoe, it's made out of cloth and rubber, that's permitted. Even though it's in the shape of a shoe, and even though it gives support to the feet, so that's still going to be permitted. The Shari Tshuva does bring an opinion that says that if it is in the form of a shoe and it gives support to the body, similar to the way a shoe does, so that's, you're not fulfilling the inui of not wearing shoes. They went barefoot. And that was, you know, over the day, that was uncomfortable. The cold, be it the hot ground, be it the cold floor, be it the lack of support, etc., was uncomfortable for them. And that's exactly what the inui is. So the Shari Tshuva brings an opinion, which is machmer on that, but the Mishabura halacha lemaisa passes the kula, but that is not a problem. I do want to point out that in regards to the halachas of the relations between man and wife, the area which is referred to as harchakas does not apply, but it's preferable that a man should not be touch his wife on Tisha B'Av. But beyond the halachas of the inuyim of achila and shtia, rechitza and sicha, Nilas HaSandal Tashas Shemitah, we have a further limitation on Tisha B'Av of Liman HaTorah. This is not part of the Inui element. This is because of the Avelis element which Tisha B'Av contains in itself. And we know that learning Torah is Mesameach, that the words of Torah are Mesamchei Lev. And this is not a time of Simcha, this is a time of mourning, a time of Avelis. So therefore, the Chazal said we're not allowed to learn Torah, except for the parts of Torah which are relevant to Tisha B'Av. So those type of limudim do not create that simcha because they just reinforce the thinking about the churban and the destruction which we have. So what are the examples of things which have to do with Tisha B'Av and are permitted? So a person wants to learn the Megillas Eicha even with Pirushim, Medrash Eicha, Iyuv even with the Pirushim, the psukim of destruction which are foretold in Sefer Yirmiyahu and Sefer Yechezkel are permitted. If there are psukim of Nechama where the Navi sometimes switches to and Beis Hashem Mashiach will come, it'll be wonderful, better, those psukim should be skipped, the Shulchan Aruch says. the psukim which just talk about the nevuas of the destruction and punishment of the non-Jews are not permitted. Learning through the kinas and the pirushim and kinas is permitted. Learning through the Ma'ir Katan, the last parak of Ma'ir Katan, which deals with the lach of a velus and the lach of a person who is in cherim, those are sad thoughts, so that those are permitted. Learning in the Gemara and Gittin, which goes through the story of the destruction of Beis Hamikdash, commonly known as Kamsa Bar Kamsa, is permitted. And the same thing in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Kuf Dalet, and the Gemara in Sadi Avam and Sadi Zayin, the Gemara talks about the Churban, that's permitted. Yerushalmi, the end of Masechtas Tainus, learning Hilchos Tisha B'Av in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, Hilchos Avelis is also permitted, and learning Sefer Yosefu, the Mishnah Berurah says, which is a first hand account of the destruction and what happened at that time, that is permitted. The Nitzan Gavriel brings and suggests that learning Musar, which would be not, you know, Geshmaka, interesting Lomdash Shtiklach of Musar, but learning the Musar where it's just a strong message of we're not acting properly, we need to change, it's going to break down the person's heart as opposed to build them up. So that is going to be permitted as well. But the Mishavur points to all these things that we're learning, if a person starts getting involved in Pilpulim and Lumdus and arguments back and forth, that is already prohibited because that generates an element of simcha, excitement of the of understanding and discussion back and forth and questions and answers has to be learned at a more basic level. Have a good morning.